after the other day's edition that was, to use my friend DJ's terms, intense stuff, I felt compelled to give you another little soiree into my head. I hope you're wearing battle armor and Kevlar vests when you enter into my head, because this area is more lethal than any battlefield in Baghdad or Kabul, Afghanistan, would ever be. I have spent the better part of the last 4 days attempting to ascertain the damage that was caused by my father, by my ex-father, in regards to what was said, in regards to how my children feel about what was said. I believe there is anger amongst all of them. Specifically, my 15-year-old, who I believe now has a complete lack of respect for his grandfather, and now for my 10-year-old, who is practically my twin and who was at my side every possible opportunity. He asked me questions today that I had a very difficult time physically, emotionally, and psychologically trying to answer. My 8-year-old, I'm sorry that my 8-year-old still understands the magnitude of what happened. He came to the house yesterday for Halloween, and he arrived 10 minutes after my family had left to go to trick-or-treat on another street. I had stayed behind because one of my children didn't want to go, and I was staying behind to dish out candy. When he showed up, I immediately texted my wife and told her that he was here to give my son the opportunity, my 15-year-old, the opportunity to not return until after my ex-father had left. The couple of times that I've spoken to Nicholas about this, there is an edge to Nicholas's voice that is scary to me, as extremely scary to me. While my ex-father was here at the house attempting to celebrate Halloween, there was little to no eye contact between he and I. The only true conversation occurred when it was mandated, and it was probably the most awkward hour to hour and a half I've ever spent in my life. But when my own flesh and blood, one of the two people that brought me to this earth, has the audacity to say that the mistakes I've made were the cause of my mother's demise and my mother's passing, it's not something that I'm just going to brush off. It's not something I'm going to sit here and look for an apology and accept one. Quite frankly, I don't care if he apologizes to me. If I had the resources, I would have been out of my house already. If I had a plan that would be protective of four other souls that are running my charge, I would have been out of my house already. My ex-father has turned into one role. He is now simply my landlord. I didn't have the guts the other day to really show my disdain for the situation by actually calling him by his first name instead of Dad. However, I believe that time will come very soon. I apologize for the yawning. As I had said to you before, the effort that had been used to keep myself at bay over the last couple of hours, a couple of days, has been extraordinary. What makes someone so desperate and so in such despair that they're willing to alienate their own flesh and blood? It's not a question I intend on debating by any stretch of the imagination. But it is a question I intend on speaking to my children about in droves, because I will never, as God is my witness, I will never place these children in the situation that I've been placed, in a situation where there's not disdain, there's not uncomfortableness, there's pure, unadulterated, incomprehensible rage against another human being. My father has taken my life and turned it completely upside down. While I highly discount a lot of what he has said, I can't sit here and not believe that there may be some validity to what has been said, which makes these comments even more destructive. Kind of lost at a word for words as to what to say here. I'm also running on empty from a physical standpoint. I'm set to go back to work tomorrow night, and quite frankly, I'm not quite sure I'm ready to do it. I am extremely unfocused. I am extremely exhausted. Even with sleeping a little extra here and there. And I've been told that there's overtime to be had on a regular basis for the foreseeable future. So, I'm walking right back into a bear trap, to say the least. but frankly, it's not a bear trap. Because my entire lower half has been caught in a great white shark trap for the better part of my entire existence. My mind is beginning to scatter as I'm trying not to think about what has been transpiring. But when you have to explain to your 10-year-old what is going on, I'm not quite sure what else to say. I apologize for the long pauses. I'm literally falling asleep as I write this. I'm also looking at the schedule for the upcoming winter tour in Pro Wrestling NOAH. If anybody wants to write me about this, or the other podcast I wrote recently, or just said, or even SmackDown from this past Friday that I missed in its entirety, I'd love to hear it. Leave me a text at 516-825-5407 or 2214. Excuse me. Or 660-2214.